An American reconnaissance aircraft flying over Cuba 40 years ago today found evidence that the Soviet Union was installing nuclear missiles on the island capable of striking American cities. For the next 13 days, the U.S. and Soviet militaries prepared for war. Surviving U.S., Russian, and Cuban veterans of the crisis met in Cuba over the weekend. Yesterday, the group traveled to one of the sites where the Soviet missiles were first seen. NPR's Tom Jelton was with them.
The best evidence of the Soviet missile sites in Cuba came 9 days after the missiles were discovered. A Navy pilot named William Ecker flew his reconnaissance fighter jet over a site near the town of San Cristobal in western Cuba and took pictures of the missiles there. 2 days later, the U.S. government released Ecker's photos at the United Nations to show the world what the Soviets were up to. Yesterday, the 78-year-old retired Navy pilot and other surviving missile crisis veterans traveled to the San Cristobal site, now a national monument.
This is the photograph that Captain William Ecker took from a low-level Navy reconnaissance plane flying, what, 500 feet, 400 feet?
Between 400 and 500 feet.
400 and 500 feet up of this building on October 23rd, 1962.
Affirmative.
William, what does it feel like to be here now again?
Well, I was only here for about 2 or 3 seconds the last time, and then I was smoking.
And how does it feel now to be here on ground level?
Different. Thanks, Bill. Yeah.
Captain Ecker's host this day was the Cuban military commander who 40 years ago was responsible for the Cuban troops stationed in San Cristobal. General Anatoly Gribkov was on hand as well. In 1962, he was the Soviet military officer in charge of deploying the nuclear missiles. General Gribkov stood in front of it yesterday along with Dino Brugioni, the CIA officer who analyzed the San Cristobal photographs. Brugioni followed Gribkov around the old missile site, still trying to figure out what exactly those old photographs showed.
What's this one right here? It's got a hose.
General Gribkov said at this conference that one Soviet regiment in Cuba in 1962 actually had the nuclear warheads ready for installation on their missiles, something the CIA had not realized at the time.
Those are missiles.
These are missiles.
Off to one side yesterday was Arthur Schlesinger, who 40 years ago was a key advisor to President John F. Kennedy. He stood staring at the missile bunker, returning to a thought he says he's had over and over in recent years, how the United States and the Soviet Union had come even closer to catastrophe back then than either side realized at the time.
Nuclear weapons in 90 miles off the United States. It was not only the most dangerous moment in the Cold War, it was arguably the most dangerous moment in human history, because never before had two contending powers possessed between them the technical capacity to blow up the world.
The conversations here this weekend and documents released by all three sides showed more clearly than ever how little the U.S., Soviet, and Cuban governments knew about their adversaries' plans and thinking during the crisis. In hindsight, no side seemed to have thought very carefully through to the consequences of its actions. That there were not more miscalculations seems remarkable. Today we're congratulating ourselves that there wasn't any war, Fidel Castro said in his closing comments at the conference. But he pointed out that more countries have nuclear weapons today than had them 40 years ago. In fact, the historical record now shows that Castro himself was reckless in his actions during the crisis. At the peak of tensions, Castro wrote Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev suggesting the Soviet Union launch a nuclear attack against the United States in the event the United States invaded Cuba. One aim of this conference was to identify the lessons of the missile crisis. Kennedy's defense secretary, Robert McNamara, now 86, says he thinks about how easily a thoughtless move back then could have triggered a nuclear confrontation. Such things happen in the fog of war, McNamara says, and you're lucky if you have a chance to learn from your mistakes.
There isn't going to be any learning period with nuclear weapons. The indefinite combination of human fallibility and nuclear weapons is going to lead to destruction of nations.
A dark thought, but a weekend spent considering how close they came to doomsday has left these crisis veterans in a sober mood. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Havana.